بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على نبيه المصطفى، وبعد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. Among the numerous favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, one, and if not amongst the greatest, is that we are in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as a result, we are a privileged ummah. This ummah, the final ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is an ummah which has multitudes of favors which the previous ummah didn't have. And one narration actually captures all of this, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam describes to the Sahaba that مَثَلُكُمْ مَثَلُ مَا قَبْلَكُمْ, the people, your example and the example of those who preceded you, that came before you, كَمَثَلِ رَجُلٍ اسْتَأْجَرَ أَجِيرًا فَقَالَ مَنْ يَعْمَلُ لِي مِنْ غُدْوَةٍ إِلَى نِصْفِ النَّهَارِ عَلَى قِيرَاطٍ. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that it's like a person, he wanted to hire somebody. And so he says that who's going to work from morning till midday. So the Jews took that responsibility, or that they assumed that role, and they were given one qirat. Just think of it as a share. They're given one share. Then the employer asks, who is ready to work from midday until asr? They then said that the Christians then took that responsibility and said, we're willing to be employed for that duration. And they're given one share also. And he said, who's going to work between Asr and Maghrib? And the Muslims, the believers, they said they'd do it. And he said, فَلَهُ قِيرَاطَانِ, they received two shares. So the Jews did their work, they gained one. The Christians did their work, they were gained one. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then describes the believers and said they did their work just between Asr and Maghrib, meaning less than the previous two nations. Despite that, they received double the reward. They received qiratan, they received two. So the Christians and the Jews, they were angered by this, infuriated by this, by saying that we did more work, yet we've been rewarded less. To the response was, have you been wronged? What you did you not receive your share? They said, yes, we received our share. It's just that they've received more than what they are due. You've received your share. You're right, you have received. But what the believers receive is more. As a part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is amongst the many, many virtues that we have. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to truly understand this. And one special virtue that we have of this ummah has is the sacred day of Jumu'ah. That, by the way, the previous nations also tried to claim this day, but they were given their respective Sunday and the Sabbath. They were given Saturday and Sunday as their respective days, but they were denied Friday. The Friday was always to remain part of this ummah, only for this ummah. That's why they were denied. They tried to make it theirs, but it never became theirs. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one narration mentions, "Inna min afdali ayyamikum yawm al-jumu'ah." That there are many, many ahadith which signify the greatness, the virtue of the day of Jumu'ah. But this one narration is quite encompassing, is quite comprehensive. It mentions that amongst the best days is the day of Jumu'ah. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given throughout the year, throughout our timetable, there are certain times and there are certain places wherein rewards are multiplied, wherein there's greater significance. For example, the best of nights is Laylatul Qadr. The best 10 days are the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. The best days as a whole would be the best month would be the month of Ramadan. And the day of Arafah has its own reward as a day of a year. But the best day of the week is the day of Jumu'ah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then goes on to explain why. فِيهِ خُلِقَ آدَمُ. The day of Friday is the day in which Adam alayhi wa sallam was created one. Number two, وَفِيهِ قُبِضَ. It was a day in which he passed away. Number three, وَفِيهِ النَّفْخَ. It will be the day in which the trumpet will be blown. Number four, وَفِيهِ الصَّعْقَ. It will be the day wherein mass destruction, meaning the entire creation, will be destroyed on this day. And also one other narration mentions, وَفِيهِ أُخْرِجَ مِنْهَا, meaning it was a day wherein we, as in Insan, meaning Adam alayhi salam, was removed from Jannah. But the scholars say that how is that showing significance to the day of Jumu'ah? That's a little bit of a difficulty that we've been removed from Jannah, we were denied our place. Well, of course, no, we were denied. We were taken out after an occurrence. How is that a value of the day of, how does that signify the greatness of Friday? Scholars mention that before Adam alayhi salam's removal from Jannah, we were in Jannah, but it was not due to our own right or our own virtue. Now that we've been placed in this world, if we attain Jannah, it's because we've done something worthy of it. We've lived a life and we've passed our test. Again, it's going to be through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we can live a life of piety, yet we would never have fulfilled the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But despite that, during our lifetime, we would have believed in the kalima and passed away with the kalima to say that we have passed the test. That's the significance of the day of Jumu'ah, that we've been given this opportunity to pass this test. Not only that, the day of Jumu'ah is a day wherein there's a moment in the day wherein a person, if he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it wouldn't be except illa a'tahu Allahu iyyah, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give him what he asks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a time. Again, two strong opinions on this. One is between the two khutbahs, the brief duration that the imam sits during that time, it's the time of acceptance, one. Or two, between Asr and Maghrib on the day of Friday. Between these two, these are the stronger opinions. It's the day of Friday. And just as anything, when there's great, great virtues attached to a day, there are also many, many responsibilities attached to it, many, many etiquettes attached to it. For example, in Ramadan, we know the rewards of Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr, but we know during those nights what we are supposed to do. Same thing applies to the day of Jumu'ah. There are many events throughout the year that they don't hold religious significance, but we still give regard to them. For example, if it's a birthday or something, people celebrate it. I'm not sure we're talking about the shari'i significance or the shari'i ruling in regards to that, but people give significance to that. What about the day of Jumu'ah? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights his significance in Surah Jumu'ah, when he says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That, O you who believe, on the day of Jumu'ah, when the adhan is called, فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, hasten to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاسْعَوْا means essentially run or make an effort, endeavor. But hasten towards the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Majority of the commentators mention that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding that hasten, when the adhan is called, number one is in relation to the khutbah, and when the adhan is called, after that, wadharul bay', any transaction which takes place after that, that's according to the Ahnaf, majority of schools anyway, it's makruh to conduct a transaction after the adhan. It's makruh to conduct a transaction. One leaves his transactions and comes and makes his way towards the masjid. فَسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, the verse mentions that endeavor, hasten to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Majority of the commentators mention that the remembrance of Allah over here is the khutbah. That it's wajib to participate in the khutbah as well as the salah. The salah we know we must perform. But the khutbah is also wajib according to the majority. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. That is better if only you knew. If only we knew, if only we know of this reward, we know of the significance of the day of Jumu'ah, we would actually make this effort. I'll give you an example. Qadi Bakar Ali was a great saint. He was a muhaddith, head judge. He taught Imam Tahawi, he taught Ibn Khuzaymah, he taught Ibn Awana. Amongst the greatest muhaddithin this ummah has ever seen, he was amongst them. He taught them. And he was imprisoned, he was loved, until he disagreed. Sometimes that happens. You're loved amongst people, but when you then say the truth, that's when you lose your position. And the same thing happened, wherein the leader at the time asked him to curse a certain individual, and he said, no, the person isn't deserving of a curse, I won't curse him. So he was imprisoned unjustly. And as he was imprisoned unjustly, he was prevented from going to Jumu'ah. Every week, every Friday, when the Adhan of Jumu'ah was called, though before that, he would have his ghusl, apply his perfume, new clothes, meaning washed clothes, and he would go to the gates of the prison, and every week the guard would ask him, "Where are you going?" And he said, my Lord is calling me, and I'm on my way to make to answer his call." So the guard said, "Look, you know I can't allow you. You cannot leave. Yeah, I can't permit you to leave." So he said, "That's fine." And he said, "Fashhad." He said, "Wallah, bear witness. I made an effort. Fasa'u ila dhikrillah. You mentioned hasten. I made an effort, but I've been prevented from doing so." He's imprisoned, he's excused, yet he's making that effort. The etiquettes are being performed for the day of Jumu'ah, and he's making the effort to try and go to it, although he's imprisoned. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in one narration that if a person leaves three Jumu'ah, it's not to try and scare. We're trying to show the significance, but we're trying to draw a balance between the fada'il, the wa'da and wa'id, the promises and the threats. Try and draw a balance, an equilibrium. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions a person who leaves three Jumu'ahs, meaning he doesn't perform them, he's لَيْكُونُ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ, that his heart is eventually locked and he's prevented. Meaning he's losing tawfiq, he's losing divine ability. To the point that he becomes amongst the neglectful. Now, the narration mentions three because three shows extreme negligence. When I was in Canada, one of my committee members, he said, I had this conversation with one person. He said, I told him that, why do I only see you every third week? He said, because the narration mentions three, I'll miss two, but I'll perform the third one. That's not how it works. Three is mentioned over here because three shows extreme negligence. But to do that is also showing negligence. The religion is not a mockery. You know, we can't have a literalist approach to say, it says three, therefore I'll miss two, then I'll perform the third. That shows negligence, it shows a mockery of the religion. Lest it be that we lose our iman, we lose our value and the significance of our religion. Remember, there are many religions out there, and we can see throughout how many churches are becoming masajid. When it becomes a mere ritual, that's when we lose value. The religion just becomes a riwaj, it becomes a culture. Our religion is more than a culture, it's a way of life. Every person is empowered to live in a certain way and to empower others to live in a certain way. That is Islam. And amongst our significant things in our religion is the day of Jumu'ah. And I'll mention that because it's such a significant thing, there are many etiquettes. I'll mention a few, and quickly wrap up. One, the person on the day, من غسل يوم الجمعة واغتسل ثم بكر وابتكر. On the day of Jumu'ah, perform ghusl. Number two, leave early for the masjid. ومشى فندى واستمع. Come closer and listen attentively to the khutbah. وَلَمْ يَلْغُوا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ بِكُولِ خُطْوَةٍ يَخْطُوهَا عَمَلَ سَنَةٍ صِيَامِهَا وَقِيَامِهَا. The person who does this, he comes closer, he doesn't do any laghu. Basically, even during the khutbah, he doesn't talk or anything. Every step he has taken, he's given a reward of 1 year's fasting and 1 year's of nafil ibadah at night. That's the day of Jumu'ah. The significance of the day of Jumu'ah alone. That's the day of. It's not to say that we suffice with Jumu'ah. As many salah as we possibly can, it's almost wajib to perform salah in congregation. We make an endeavor, we make an effort, we hasten, we make that effort towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards coming to the masjid. But especially for the day of Jumu'ah, because this holds extreme significance, wherein a person can lose, as the narration mentions, ثُمَّ لَيَكُونُ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. You can become amongst the neglectful, meaning you're deprived of benefit, you're deprived. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'll end on this, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that there was an incident in Medina that once happened, that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, it was a year of famine, they were deprived greatly, it was very difficult. And أَقْبَلَتْ عَيْرٌ وَنَحْنُ نُصَلِّي. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving the khutbah, and suddenly they heard the tone, whatever, so as they knew that the caravans are here, that for the merchandise, they're going to sell. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving the khutbah, and they dispersed, and they went to go buy, they were going to go purchase the merchandise. Then the verse was revealed, on the Surah Jumu'ah, وَإِذَا رَأَوْا تِجَارَةً. The verse was revealed that when they saw the merchandise, when they saw the businessmen coming, تِجَارَةً لَهُ إِلَيْهَا, they ran towards it, وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا, and they left you standing. They left Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam standing whilst the khutbah was ongoing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in reprimand of them. That during the khutbah, this is not to happen. And he mentions directly after that, قُلْ مَا all that which is that which is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better. Meaning seek the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by asking of Him. Sometimes it's difficult. People are working on the day of Jumu'ah. But take out, see if you can. You can request or even try and come earlier. Sometimes it's on our part and it's not many a times we can seek permission and we can come earlier. But ensure that for the Jumu'ah khutbah we are also present. The Jumu'ah khutbah is also wajib. فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ The remembrance of Allah, the majority of mufassirin, the commentators mention that the dhikr that's mentioned in this verse, the remembrance that is mentioned, is in reference to the khutbah. So the khutbah and the salah, it only happens once a week. Try and make it that effort, that we're showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not negligent beings. We are making that effort towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to act upon Allah has been said, ameen. Also a reminder that from next week, the first Jumu'ah, Salah will be at 12:40. So again, come earlier. The Salah will be, Iqamah will be at 12:40. So 12:35, 12:34 will be the khutbah. I endeavor to be there for that. And second Jumu'ah will be at 1:20. Around 1:15 will be the khutbah, inshallah.